elevator music I've ever heard.
Dad?
Yeah, bud.
I can't go to Amy's party.
Why not?
One of my ears is bigger than the other one.
Which one?
This one. Compared to the other one, this is huge. Can't you see it?
Yeah, it is. But it's just a smidgen bit bigger, that's all.
I knew it.
Well, wait a minute, though, honey. The body isn't perfectly symmetrical. I mean, some people have the right leg longer than the left leg, right arm longer than the left arm. And besides, I look at you and I can't tell the difference.
That's because you see me all the time. When someone else meets me, they're going to say, "Who's that girl with one big ear?" I can't go to Amy's party. People will stare at me.
If you're worried about it, there are certain things you can do. You can go around, you can get a beret. Pull the beret all the way over to one end. You know, or you could take this hand and be very intellectual.
Dad, this is a serious problem. Can you please act like an adult?
Okay. Then as an adult, I will tell you that I don't see the difference, okay? And as an adult, I will also tell you that what you are is more important than what your two ears look like. Look at my face. My face is not perfectly symmetrical. You see?
Whoa, Dad, you're right.
What? You see something? Say, what is it?
Nothing.
Hey.
What are you looking at?
Look at my face. Is my face perfectly handsome?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But let me ask you a question. Let's say you didn't know me, okay? And you were in a supermarket, and I was in a supermarket, and I saw you, and you saw me. Would you come over to me and say, you know, things?
No.
Why?
I wouldn't just walk up to some strange man in the supermarket and start talking.
Oh, okay. So no, that's right. Absolutely. Okay, so let's say you're over at the thing, you know, and I push my cart and I rub up against your cart. What would you say to me?
I would say that the supermarket is the place to meet you because you're fresh. Ripe.
And would you take me home and squeeze me? Hey.
Rebecca Shorter might be a good school teacher, but she has no idea what she is talking about.
Well, who is Rebecca Shorter?
Rebecca Shorter, she's a friend of mine who teaches elementary school. She was telling me that Medgar Evers College would be the perfect school for me to go to get my teaching degree and all I needed, blah, blah, blah. So I forget about Columbia. I drop everything. And these people at the school act like they don't even want students to enroll there. I go down to sign up for the fall semester, and they tell me I have to show them my transcript from Hillman, so I do. And can you believe these people only want to give me credit for one course?
Which one?
Archery. It had to be archery.
Come on! I pass a lot of courses at Hillman, no, but at Medgar Evers, they tell me that if you transfer from another school, they can't accept any grade lower than a C. That's totally unfair! I mean, what is a D? I mean, a D is 70%. I mean, if I had 70% of a pie.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of pie!
May I see the transcript, please?
Dad, it hasn't changed since the last time you saw it.
I'm sorry, I was just hoping.
One C, five Ds, and seven I's for incomplete, and the C was in archery.
Okay. So I called Hillman about those incompletes, and I said I'd fly down to take tests, write papers, whatever they wanted, to make those incompletes up. And what did they say? No, I'd let too much time pass. They can't let me do that. I mean, what do these people want from me? Don't they know I want to be a teacher?
So what you're saying, Denise, is that if you enter Medgar Evers College, you'll be starting as a freshman.
Yes! And read this.
Thank you for your interest in Medgar Evers College of the City University of New York. Even though you received high scores on your math, reading, and writing placement exams because of your poor academic performance at Hillman, you will be assigned two counselors. One counselor will assist you with your academic needs, and a peer counselor will help you adjust to your new environment.
You know, I tried to talk him into giving me more credits for life experience.
Life experience?
Yes, Dad, life experience. I mean, I did go to Africa for a year as a photographer's assistant. That should count for something. And I'm raising a child. I mean, that is a big deal. I mean, marriage. That is a tremendous life experience. And I'm living at home with my parents.
You want credit for that?
Dad, yes, absolutely. I am observing domestic relationships. I mean, people study that in college. And I'll tell you something else. I should get credit for failing college and wanting to go back.
Denise, let's backtrack for a minute. If memory serves me correctly, you marched into this living room one day, informed us that you were going to become a teacher as a result of a conversation you had with Olivia's mother.
Yes.
Not only do you want to teach, but you want to teach children with learning problems. Life experience is a good thing, but darling, these people don't need somebody with life experience only. They need someone with special skills.
I can't talk about this anymore. I have to go pick up Olivia at her preschool. But let me just say this, okay? I think it is totally unfair for someone who has spent 3 semesters in college to have to start all over again as a freshman. I mean, don't these people know that I want to be a teacher? I mean, this is what I want to do. Look at me, I'm enthusiastic, but do they care? No, all they care about are C's. I mean, there are hundreds of children out there who need a good teacher. And now they're not going to get one. I mean, is anyone thinking about the children? No, all they're thinking about is what I once was, not what I am now. And I should be given credit for that. I'll see you guys later.
Good Lord.
Tomorrow we'll do the tunes.
Great. Hey.
Did you hear me multiplying?
I sure did.
You had to meet a grunt.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
Uncle Wilton, this is my stepmom, Denise.
Hello, Denise.
Oh, hi. I don't know what to call you.
Uncle Wilton is fine.
Okay. I just love what I saw here. That was amazing seeing these kids enjoy math.
Math doesn't have to be boring.
I've wanted to teach Olivia math for a long time, but I didn't think she was ready.
Well, if you make it fun, they learn. Right, Olivia?
1 times 1 is 1.
1 times 2 is 2.
How was preschool today?
Well, life is so funny. You know how I sort of left here negative and angry? Who would have thought going to Olivia's preschool would have changed my life completely?
I don't know, honey, but with you, anything is possible.
Mom, I'm going to be a teacher!
Again? I'm glad to hear that. Going to college, huh?
Oh, no. College has nothing to do with it. Today, I witnessed an alternative to traditional education. Olivia, once. Hit it.
1 times 1 is 1. 1 times 2 is 2. 1 times 3 is 3. 1 times 4 is 4. 1 times 5 is 5.
Okay, honey. See, she doesn't even want to stop. Now that's learning.
I'm impressed.
Mommy, can I have an orange?
Sure.
1 times 5 is 5. 1 times 6 is 6. 1 times 7 is 7.
Now you know why I don't have to go back to college. This is the kind of teaching I want to do. There's a man at her preschool, Uncle Wilton, who teaches multiplication tables by using rub. I mean, you should see how eager these children were to learn.
Oh, I'm sure you're right.
If I want to do this, I don't have to work within the system. I could just get up there and do it. The kids will have so much fun learning.
Denise, there is no shortcut to becoming a teacher. And honey, if you really want to work with children, sooner or later, you're going to have to go to college.
Mom, you're like a bucket of cold water. Every time I come to you with enthusiasm, you just dump it on me.
All I'm saying is that anything worth having is worth working for. There's no easy way.
I'm not looking for an easy way. You know, I'm willing to pay my dues, work 18 hours a day for little money, to learn how to teach this way.
You do not understand the concept of paying dues. Paying dues is what you do after you spend years in school training and preparing to work 18 hours a day for little or nothing, hoping to get a chance to do what you want to do. That is paying dues.
You see? More cold water. More cold water. You know, I should just do what I want and stop telling you guys what it is I'm going to do.
And maybe when we were making the decision to have that child, somebody should have poured some cold water on Cliff.
Anyway,
right.
You.
I got it. Yeah.
So, Rebecca, you should have seen the children. They're having so much fun.
I'm a teacher, you know. I'm in favor of anything that helps children learn.
You want some juice?
Yeah, apple.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can't help think, if someone had made learning that exciting for me, I probably would have dropped out of college.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me if your college courses were all in rap, you would have stayed in?
No, that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying if someone had made learning exciting, I might not have lost my enthusiasm. Hmm. You know, I think this method could work in the classroom with every subject.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, like English, history. I wrote one for history. You have to hear this. Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. When he got to the shore, he said, let's dock on a place they call Plymouth Rock. Thank you.
Denise, Columbus sailed to the Caribbean in 1492. The pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock in 1620. Teach anyone with rap, I think you're going to have someone teach you the right information.
I was too busy writing the song to worry about the facts. I can always change the lyrics. The point is, I think this is a very valid way to teach children, and this is the way I want to go. I think you should try this in your classroom.
Denise, I am more than grateful to Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers and all the television shows that use music and animation and clever production techniques to dazzle children into learning. But it won't work for me. I don't sing and dance. It would be nice if I could get Madonna and Janet Jackson to come in and sing about numbers and letters, but I can't. I teach in the real world, and I do it because I love teaching and I love children.
I love children, too. My dream is to work with children who have learning disabilities so I can find out what's going on, what's holding them back, and help them move past that, you know? I think Uncle Wilton's method will work with them. I don't need college to do that. And I want to go down there and tell Uncle Wilton I want to be his apprentice.
That's what you want to do?
Yes, that's what I want to do. And I want you to come down to the center, and I want you to see his technique.
Okay, I'm open. And who knows, maybe, you know, once you've learned this technique of Uncle Wilton's, you can come in and give an assembly.
I'd love to.
Yeah, but not on Christopher Columbus.
We can be anything we want to be. We can be a square. Yeah, good square.
and we can be a triangle.
Good, good triangle. Or we can be the letter T.
It could also be the letter I.
Oops, got to dot it, got to dot it. Yeah. That's all for today, boys and girls. See you tomorrow, Dr. Garden.
All right, let's go, everybody. We're going to the film library to look at some dinosaurs and pterodactyls.
Hey.
Here we go, everybody.
Way to dot the I, Olivia.
I know what I'm doing.
Yes, you do.
See you later, Miss Omas and pterodactyls.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Excuse me, Uncle Wilton?
Yes.
Hi. This is my friend Rebecca Shorter. She's a fifth grade teacher.
Pleasure to meet you,
Hi.
Rebecca.
I like what you're doing here.
Thank you very much.
Uncle Wilton.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I've only seen your class twice, but I want you to know that I've really been affected by it, and I'd like to study with you and Gordon and learn your techniques and hopefully pass them on to other children.
Hmm.
I mean, you wouldn't have to pay me anything. I'd be your apprentice.
Well, I'm flattered, but let me ask you something. Where'd you go to college?
Tillman?
Good school. Did you get your bachelor's or your master's degree?
Oh. Actually, I don't have either.
Well, I suggest you go back to college, get your degree, come back to see us. We'd love to have you.
I need a degree to, you know, play the drums and rap to children?
Well, understand, we don't teach everything through music.
So you use traditional teaching methods also.
Absolutely.
And the drums and the rap are just to reinforce what you've already taught the children, right?
You've got it.
But I'd be a great instructor. I'm enthusiastic. I love to learn. I'm fired up.
Oh, that's good. But to work with us, you must have a college degree. Excuse me, ladies.
Wow, gosh, all I want to do is help children and no one will let me.
Denise, why are you so hard-headed? The man didn't say that. He said you have to get an education to be of help here.
Well, I am ready now if Uncle Wilton would work with me.
Uncle Wilton already has enough children to work with. He doesn't need one as old as you. Denise, why don't you want to go to college? Why are you so afraid to go to college?
Because I am ready now.
You know, a lot of people think they can just walk in off the street and do something because it looks easy. But they don't realize you have to work hard to make something look easy. I know you want to work with children who have learning disabilities. And in order for you to do that, you are going to have to learn how to deal with children who have special needs.
Oh, learn on the job.
All right, you want to learn on the job? Okay, you are in Uncle Wilton's classroom, and I am Rebecca Shorter, and I am 4 years old, and I am one of your students.
Give me a break, come on, I'm hungry. Let's just go.
I'm serious, why do you always want to quit? You want to be a teacher, right?
Yes!
Well, then let's go.
No, give me a break.
Come on, Mrs. Kendall, I want to learn something. Teach me.
Okay. Rebecca. Class, today we are going to learn our multiplication tables. Please repeat after me. One times one is one. Two times one is two. One times three is three. Hello, you're not repeating.
I don't want to rap.
Well, sure you do. Come on, all kids love to rap.
Not me.
Okay. So then what would you like to do?
I want to paint.
Great! Let's go paint.
No.
Oh, okay. Hey, let's read a book. Yeah.
No, I don't want... I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to read no stupid book.
Okay, what are you going to do when the other children learn this and you don't?
I don't care.
Well, sure you do. I mean, the other kids, they're not going to think you're as smart as they are.
I'm going to tell my mama you call me dumb.
No, I didn't call you dumb.
You're going to get fired.
Calm down. Becca, shh, calm down, calm down. I didn't say that you're dumb. I just said that the other kids won't think that you're as smart as they are.
Because I'm dumb.
Okay. Okay, you've made your point.
Come here.
Wait, what was I supposed to do?
Well, you know, I'd explain it to you, but it's kind of technical, and you don't have a college degree.
Cliff? Honey, have you seen Denise?
Uh-uh.
She said she was going out for a walk. I'm a little concerned about her, honey. She's been depressed these past couple of days. I don't think she's gotten over being turned down by Uncle Wilton. Hi, Denise. Where have you been?
Oh, just walking and thinking. Walking and thinking.
Is everything all right?
Mom, Dad, I've made a decision.
Well, I had a little talk with Jesus.
I've been thinking.
And I told him all about our trouble.
I mean, what's wrong with spending the rest of my life as a wife and a mother? I mean, millions of women all around the world do it and are content and happy. I think it's a very noble and honorable profession.
Well, I agree with you. I hope you're not just saying that because you're giving up on some other dreams.
Well, Mom, I mean, I know you would have liked me to go back to college and become a teacher, but I mean, I don't think it's for me.
Well, whatever you decide, we're behind you.
You mean you're not upset that I'm not going back to school?
I didn't say that. All I said was we are behind you.
Well, hey, that's good enough for me. Thanks for your support. Yeah. Oh, Mom, I forgot to show you this.
Thanks, honey. Denise, this says you're entering Medgar Evers College this summer as a freshman?
Gotcha! Gotcha, it's that! Left him barefooted and open mouth. Beautiful, I'm so good.
And you will answer by and by.
Taped in front of a studio audience.